Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Homeschool, the podcast where Andrew Rivers and I do 10 minutes of jokes, open miking while a guest heckles us, and then we talk about comedy, our social lives, and current events, but we don't have social lives, so just comedy and current events. Today, we have Mark Normand with us. Yeah. He's got some upcoming tour dates. Check out Out to Lunch. It has 6.5 million views on YouTube. Really great comedy special. And his podcast, which I'm going to say it. It's the best comedy podcast I listen to. There it is. I said it. I'm a Tuesday and a Patreon member.
Oh my God. Praise Allah. Queef it up, baby.
And you can see him live this upcoming weekend in Magoobies near Baltimore and in Hartford, Connecticut in a couple weeks at the, what's that place called?
Honey Bone.
I've heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew, what do you got coming up?
I'm at Spokane Comedy Club this weekend with Sam Morrell. So it'll be a hot weekend.
Mark's heard of him, I think.
Big Hack Heeb.
I'm going to blow him off the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Where'd you come up with that line? I will be at Spokane next Wednesday, funny enough, with Chad frickin' Daniels.
Oh, good.
And then in Tacoma with Chad. And then, this week, Chicago and South Bend, Indiana. And then Dubai in June.
What?
I'm going to Dubai. Never going to come back.
Wow, Dubai.
Yeah.
International superstar over here.
That's all we got for tour dates. We're going to do the jokes. But first, a 3-second pause because I don't know how to edit things.
So don't say anything that'll get you canceled. All right. Hey, welcome to Homeschool, episode number 41. 41 weeks in a row. This is officially the longest I've been able to commit to anything.
Ah, congrats. 40 weeks is considered a full term for a pregnancy. So hopefully we have some new joke babies we'll get to use. We've created these last 9 months of podcasting.
Yeah.
I smell a miscarriage coming.
I wish I could have aborted a few of my old ones, but are we going to have a gender reveal party?
Ooh. I hate those goddamn things. I miss the days when a gender reveal party was just the birth, right? Just five dudes smoking cigars without their gross wives.
I had Corey's a gender reveal in Reno one night.
Corey's gender reveal party is when the court asks for child support. What do you mean? I have a son?
Yeah, I turn my phone off every Father's Day just in case. How was your
all right.
I love it. We gotta give him a second.
I forget he's gonna tag every joke.
He's a good guest. We gotta make sure.
Oh wait, is this your, you guys are doing this?
This is exactly.
No, you're
perfect.
Interrupt. Oh, you can.
All right, I don't
want
to interrupt.
Please, fart and do whatever.
Please
you
do.
Want.
Please all do. Right. That's the best. How was your weekend, Andrew? How did it go?
Oh, great shows in Tacoma Comedy Club with Mark Normand. Actually, sold out all weekend. I even saw a guy camping outside for tickets. He set up a tent and everything on the sidewalk. It was great.
Sold out because he had you on the shows with them. Are you sure that guy wasn't just homeless?
Nah, he had like a cardboard mat. He was breakdancing for tips. It was crazy. He was a super talented guy.
I think it was a seizure from the drug overdose. Okay.
Well, anyway, good shows. My friend that's a personal trainer came to the show and he said he didn't like my joke about hanging myself from my pull-up bar.
Oh man, that's nice that you have friends that care about you, you know?
Yeah. He wanted you to commit to the bit.
Yeah, he didn't care about my mental health. He was just worried I stopped working out. That was what happened.
Just wants that money. That's fun. I've opened for Mark before.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. He actually mentioned how great you were.
Yeah.
Not at comedy, but at helping him get laid.
Oh, yeah, that's I'm not bad at that.
Also true.
Must have been a much different weekend working with you.
Yes. Well, I'm in this brutal dry spell, but Mark has a girlfriend, so I'm pretty sure I helped him by helping him not get laid. I'm a positive influence by scaring all the women away.
Yeah. I fucked Luke.
Who
That's
hasn't?
Not cheating. It's in the butt.
Yeah. Anal's okay.
Your love life, Andrew, is kind of like COVID in Texas because there are zero fucks given.
All right. Mask mandate. At this point, I would settle for a mandate.
Yeah.
Call Luke up. All right. Yeah, it sucks. The only long hair I'm finding in my bed is my own.
Mandate.
Bunch of long and curlies. Well, try out our sponsor, Mask Manscaped, Andrew. You could. The CDC has updated their policy for social gatherings. It just says if you're Andrew, you can continue doing whatever the hell you were doing before because nobody wants to get close to you. Everyone else, no mask outdoors. We were supposed to be wearing them outdoors. What's next? The CDC also recommends not wearing condoms outside of a vagina.
I wasn't even wearing them indoors, so
that's what I call a vagina.
Hey. Well, we're about to take over the podcast game. Joe Rogan's been canceled for the 13th time because he told 21-year-olds to not get vaccinated. But hey, let's just not take advice from a guy who's been punched in the head on purpose.
Right. It's like taking dating advice from Larry King.
Yeah, or Rihanna.
Or Andrew Rivers.
Yeah, yeah. One's dead and one's dating life is on life support.
Yeah, I don't understand why people are so scared of this vaccine, you know? Oh, it's going to alter my DNA. Your DNA sucks. You pull out a guitar at parties. Let's hope it gets altered.
Right.
It altered my DNA. Last year, I was a guy who washed my hands after I went pee, and now I don't because I know COVID can't get me.
Well, you should wash your hands before you piss. Your penis is the cleanest thing on you. It hasn't been anywhere exciting in months.
Like a Southwest flight. Not the best destinations offered, but you can choose your own seat, and you get two free bags.
Ball bags? Old bags? I don't know which ones. How are these anti-vaxxers talking shit to people that were worried about a virus that killed millions, but they're afraid of a vaccine that didn't kill anybody? Like, you're calling us little bitches for the last year, but you have to get incentives like for the shot like you're a five-year-old.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Andrew's an anti-vadger.
Well, hey, ladies, I've got a lollipop for you if you're hesitant, but don't worry, your arm won't be sore. It's been a while, so I'm going to come very fast.
Comedy.
Cruise lines are offering discounted tickets for young people who get vaccinated. You know how young people love shuffleboard and family-friendly comedy? Let's just put all the unvaccinated people on a cruise. Just QAnon Cruise Line.
Yeah. We're going to sail off the edge of the flat earth. Traveling is tough these days. You know, a woman had to remove her shirt that said fuck cancer on an American Airlines flight because of the profanity. But if your t-shirt says fuck United, they upgrade you to first class.
Well, or if you just take off your shirt.
One day you'll fuck a virgin.
Thank you for your service, ladies. Seattle's focused on trying to vaccinate its homeless population of 12,000 people. I have an idea. We have extra vaccine that nobody wants. Let's just put it in needles and then scatter them in 7-Eleven parking lots. Yeah, plus all the drunk 22-year-olds who listen to Joe Rogan and walk around barefoot will step on one.
Ah, accidentally, yeah. Restaurants are opening, and as they reopen, they're experiencing employee shortages because workers just don't feel safe returning to work, risking their health, and giving up $600 a week for free.
I guess those delivery drivers are no longer heroes. Stop taking away our businesses. I tried to order Chipotle the other day, but there was a shooting at the mall where the Chipotle was. So the DoorDash driver had to dash behind a door.
Okay. I'm partial to DoorDash because Uber Eats doesn't even knock anymore. They just throw your package from the car. They deliver your food like Ace Ventura drops off a package. 25-year-old reference. All right.
Hey, I'm eating a lot. I'm trying to put on some pounds. That's why I like pot. You know, it cures my anxiety. It helps me eat. And at the end of the night, I smoke a little bit and my music tastes better.
Well, speaking of smoking, the FDA is planning banning menthol cigarettes.
Well, hey, good for them. Black lungs matter.
Okay. perfect. Our guest today is black from the waist down. Ashy knees, please welcome Mark Normand.
Woo, hey, those jokes were like SNL. They used to be good. All right, we had a dip at the end there, but hey, that was a lot of jokes, more than most comics have written in a year, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, we try it every week, and some of it makes it in. And
you should see what we left on the cutting room floor.
My foreskin. Here we go.
Foreskin. I was gonna say, because we're talking about shows, the first show we ever did together was not Spopope, it was The Parlor in Bellevue. Remember that?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and I was telling Andrew, the first text you ever sent me was, "Hey, the chick with the mustache wants you to come back over."
True story. Yeah, you can pull them in. You got those blue eyes, man. They pierce into a woman's clit. They love it.
Well, you were with the cute gal that night, if I remember. That place was crazy. It's closed, but it was wild because it was just get everybody in the door free and then make you party and hang out afterwards. So the business model wasn't super solid, but
it was very high end. It was like where all the rich, good looking people went, like all the divorcees and the tech queefs. And
It's like Tempe or Scottsdale or something.
But, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Everybody from Bellevue moves down to Scottsdale. That's really good. You know, Scottsdale.
Damn. There you go.
Well, thanks for doing this. You say, you say yes to everything. Hear that, ladies? Sure. So we appreciate it.
And men.
Don't.
There was a couple months there where you were doing like just every single Zoom pod. There was like open micers that were like, it must have been pretty awkward at times.
It was. I just, I was doing 38 sets a night. So then when that all went away and all that dried up, I just had to do something. And so I did a bunch of random podcasts that have three listeners. And, it was a lot of work and a waste of time, but I felt like it works that muscle too. I mean, podcasting is basically a skill now that you got to have because it's the only way to, late night's dead. So you got to do pods. So I feel like, it's kind of like doing a million open mics for podcasts.
Oh yeah, well our podcast has double that amount of listeners, so it's gonna be totally worth
a huge bump. Yeah,
we got both your moms. Usually just one mom, so this will help.
This is the only podcast my mom will listen to. I have another one where I interview strippers, and she pretends like it doesn't exist. So.
Well, she's mad you won't have her on.
Well, you can interview Mark because he is working late at night and he doesn't have any self-esteem, so it's close
Good
enough.
Good point. Right? Good point.
Take your clothes off for money. That's fun. You, I was just swiping through. You had a tweet or a post or something taken down?
Yeah, man. These social medias, these networks are getting everybody's shaking in their boots because I tweeted it. And it did well on Twitter. And I was like, this will be funny. You need content. You got to have content. So I put it on Instagram. And it got a ton of reaction. I guess people were, not downvoting it, but reporting it. So if enough people report it, they just delete it.
What was the tweet?
It's hard to explain.
Can we get our YouTube channel taken down?
It's on my Twitter if you want to see it, because it's all about the photo. It's a photo of a woman holding a baby.
Like
pajamas with a little cap, and it looks like a Klan outfit.
It does.
And it's something about like babies can't get corona. I'm like, I didn't know they made Klan outfits for kids or whatever. And that was it. But I, in the caption, I wrote, "Throw in your funny comments." So it's all these people like, "He's in pre-KK or Klan really great ones.
Yeah,
but, I guess that was too much racism.
Hmm. That's interesting. Did you get, well, you got to remember all those, not that you're going to do the bit, but those jokes are funny.
It was all about the image. The
yeah. I got you.
That's the least racist thing I've heard you say all weekend. So
I know, right?
You were getting real mad at that Pac-Man machine.
Oh, yeah. Get back in the kitchen, Miss Pac-Man.
He hates yellow people. And orange men. You hate Syracuse, right?
Oh, Isn't that a thing? I do hate Syracuse. And I'll be there next month, folks. Come on out. Little masochism.
Fun. Well, Andrew, you met Andrew's... So Andrew's working on getting canceled. He's getting in the Bachelor universe, the Bachelorette universe.
Well, yeah, so the Bachelorette, Katie, came to the show and hung out, which was fun.
Yeah, cool gal, cute gal.
Yeah. It was fun. She like tagged me on Instagram now, and so now I just got written up in like Us Weekly and like all these like fucking...
Really?
Yeah.
She didn't sleep with me, but I'll take the Instagram tag over the sex anytime, you know. So.
Hell yeah!
Tag that ass.
Yeah, good job though. I mean, she was cute, and you—you were—I saw you the whole night. You were shucking and jiving. You were zinging and zanging. You were being charming and funny and quippy and all that. And she was laughing. I mean, you were tap dancing, baby.
I'm doing my best. It's funny. I got off stage and you were like, if that set doesn't get you laid, I don't know what will or whatever.
Yeah, he killed.
And I was like, that's too much pressure. I can't handle that, you know.
Yeah.
But she's like reportedly, well, she's supposed to be engaged after this show. So, you know.
Oh, so she is the one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It airs June 7th. Yeah. Or starts.
Holy hell.
So, yeah, even if she did sleep with me, hypothetically, I wouldn't be allowed to say it because she's supposed to be in love or something right now. But I tried I got her real drunk and she wouldn't tell me any secrets. So
every woman Andrew's ever slept with told him he wasn't allowed to talk about it. But,
And no offense, but you are the exact opposite of a 6'5", rich black guy.
Yeah.
None taken.
Hey, I'm very offended by that comment.
Well, you won't get pulled over. So there's perks.
When you were back in your seeking out lady, how did you seal the deal? We always talk about that with Andrew. He's got lots of ladies interested, but
that is the hardest part.
A bad closer.
The closing is tough. I think you got to inch your way to it. As creepy as that sounds, like arm around her throughout the night, maybe a knee touch under the table, and then maybe a smooch at some point. And then if she's feeling it, she'll let you know. And if she's not, she'll let you know. And you got to go from there. But you guys kept it pretty separated.
Well, I knew she was, potentially engaged, and so I feel like she threw me in a friend zone before that, but
that's when I stopped hanging out.
Yeah. I don't know. She did post she posted one of my jokes. She like filmed it from the back or whatever, but she posted the cat cutting her wrist joke or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then she got too many complaints about the suicide and stuff, so she had to take it down.
Jesus Christ.
That was Instagram too.
Yeah.
So you, Mark,
people,
and
I mean, when
Katie.
People, it's kind of like doing a corporate gig because like that kind of talk is okay in a comedy club, but once it gets outside of your circle, there's all these. She got too many messages. It was like 20 minutes later, and she was like, "All these people are going, my mom killed herself, and this is the whole worst joke, and whatever."
With a cat.
yeah. That's why I liked it. Your newest tweet. You know, apologize for that joke. I'm sorry. You didn't mean it. I didn't mean the joke either. You know?
Exactly. Which one is it? You know, yeah. they want it both ways. But, well, the joke's on her, because when you post a picture of her at the antebellum party in college, she's going to really explain to do.
I got some nude photos we can leak.
They're just of you.
Him, you peeing on somebody. Leak. All right. Took a second to make it work. I've always wondered this, Mark. I think you're just humble because you talk about how I screw this up and I need an assistant and I'm not. But everybody else is like, he's the hardest worker. He's always on stage. And you're always putting out content and you're always like, you're tweeting all the time. And so are you just being, I don't know, are you just humble or how do you?
Well, I definitely try to work a lot, but my shit is, I suck at anything. Like I'm bad at booking a flight. I'll book the wrong day. And then, you know, the flight will show up or the day will show up and I'll be like, oh shit, where's my itinerary? And it's for tomorrow or whatever it is. I'm Ubered to JFK when I'm supposed to go to LaGuardia or Newark or whatever it is. So shit like that, I'm horrible.
All right, okay, that makes sense. Like that's why you need.
I got the square thing to do is swipe, you know, the merch on.
Yeah.
And I couldn't put the routing number in for my bank, so it's just a piece of plastic now. I can't even figure it out. So it was all a waste. So that,
Luke was helping you with your merch the weekend.
Yeah,
weekend.
Luke had to do all of it. Thank
he
God
stole
he was
half
there.
Your money. So
I gave him a nice chunk of change, but still, it was embarrassing. I'm like, I'm 37 years old and I can't even figure out this square thing.
Yeah, but I mean, then the other side of that coin is like you have these really great sketches that you produce. You have great ideas. Oh. You go out and make them happen. You hop in your car and you drive around town and it's hilarious. And you're a doorman. Yeah. And
I'll be on in front of the camera doing these yuck 'em ups, but I got a team of like six normal, intelligent guys who do all the hard stuff, editing and uploading. I can't even upload a podcast. Like, I don't know who does this for you guys, but I can't figure it out.
Yeah. We don't have
access to your YouTube account, and then he'll post his stand-up video, and then you'll lose all your followers.
There we go.
I had a funny thought. I have no idea what the sketch would be, but just switching the letters in your name, you could be a Narc Mormon. I don't know what he does or what his problem
magic
is.
Magic underwear or something, is, but, maybe?
We thought about doing a Mormon thing where I put a book bag on and a tie, and I go from door to door
telling
doing
jokes.
This. Yeah,
that's
with a
funny.
Helmet on.
I like it.
Yeah, like so that. We'll try that. We're running out of name puns here.
Right.
But hey, we'll do them all, whatever it takes.
What's your... We were talking a little bit about your writing. You know, you write an hour a day or you try to every day. What does that look like? Are you scrolling through the news? Are you just scrolling Twitter? Like, do you shut off your phone and then turn on some like classical music and then pen to paper? Or
yeah, I'm a notebook guy. I don't do anything typed. I don't know why. Maybe I'll put a bullet point in my phone or something, but all notebook, loose leaf, pen. And then I have to pace. And then when I come up with something that I think could be a joke, I physically write that down. And then I go back to pacing and talking. And if I get walked in on, it's the most humiliating thing because I'm like, I know, right? And then the Uber driver said that. And it's really embarrassing. And I'm holding a hairbrush or a wooden spoon. And it's pretty embarrassing. But it's the only way I can get it out. And I think it saves you a step because when you go on stage that night, you've already said it out loud and you've already, you know, made your mouth make those movements. So I think that goes a long way.
Well, people type and write differently than they actually speak too.
Yes.
So that's super helpful too. Sometimes like I'll type everything out, but I have to also say it out loud and go, I would not deliver it like that. You know?
Right. It takes an extra brain step to go from typed to voiced in a microphone in front of 100 people or whatever.
Yeah. And so you've got about a new 45 since your special there.
Yeah.
Obviously it's still, you know, sort of the skeleton of what it will be in the future, but have you had to like drop jokes or like, you know, like I had a couple jokes like in the middle of the pandemic that don't really work anymore.
Oh yeah A lot of the I'm not a big topical guy. I do COVID just because it was like a fucking worldwide pandemic and you can't ignore it. But I don't do anything topical really. I'll tweet that or I'll Instagram that. That's what that's for. But I might do 4 minutes up top of topical at a given show. But to me, I'm just working on that hour, working on the special, working on the CD, whatever it is. So yeah, it's kind of weird. I listened to a set from a year ago and there's a lot of jokes that I just stopped doing. And they're pretty good. They're like B level, right. But isn't it funny how just over time, they just kind of fluff off. You don't even think about them. Just fall by the wayside. And I was like, oh, maybe I should redo that one. Nah, fuck it. Because if it's not an A, what's the point?
Well, you can make it an A, I guess. That's that's the other question too, is like, are you like a Seinfeld comedian where you just, I'm not doing any of these jokes anymore, or are you still doing a few old ones for fun, or just to get you to that 45 minutes, you know?
Yeah, I'll do a few old ones as a building block to get to the next new one. But I won't actually have them. They're obviously not going to be in the new special because they're old jokes. So yeah, I'm okay with using another joke just from years ago just to get me through a live set. But obviously I wouldn't record it.
Right. And do you have, this YouTube stuff is just insane how much better it is than even, I mean, you've done a bunch of late night, but even way more views than late night. Does it move the needle? Has it been moving the needle?
No, I mean, YouTube for sure has moved the needle, but I think that's the future. Who knows what the hell is going to happen to TV and entertainment and all that, but like, if you can have your own YouTube channel and just keep pumping content, podcasts, videos, stand up, just keep pumping that shit. I'm almost up to 200K, and now you're your own NBC or you're your own HBO, whatever it is. So like, I think the future is people are just going to go to your channel on TV instead of going to ABC. They'll just go to Corey channel.
Yeah.
So that might be the future. And I think we're kind of seeing just the seedlings of that now with YouTube.
Yeah. Just tune into Mark and then you go, I'll look at his Twitter or I'll look at his YouTube or I'll look at his,
Well, that's the thing about the internet is the space is sort of unlimited. So you don't need a gatekeeper necessarily to be like, this is what we decided was good. A bunch of nerds that like comic books and we're going to make these stand-ups famous. And then as you see people have more options, they're like, well, we didn't really like that. So
exactly. It's so splintered now. I mean, before it was like, we all watch Friends or we all watch this movie. And then we all get together at 7 PM and watch Seinfeld. It's the last episode. And it's now it's like, you got your three podcasts you like, I've never even heard of that one. Yeah. I'll check that out. Maybe I've never heard of this band. You know, everything is so vast.
Every week you do movie recommendations or TV shows and like half of them no one's heard of. And you're like, how have you not heard of this? Is that 6 billion, you know,
views? I know.
Now,
I don't even watch sports live hardly. Like I'm a little, like I just got to put my phone away and watch them a half hour.
Same.
The idea of like, hey, you have to watch my special at 7 p.m. next Friday. It sounds just like an insane proposition to me.
I know. We're airing it at midnight on a channel you don't have, you know?
Yeah, and you have to be, just happen to be drunk, just surfing through the channels to land on it. Like, come on, what are we doing here?
I mean, that's how I found like the Comedy Central Presents back in like high school, you know? Watching like Bill Burr and Dane Cook and Nick Swartzen and stuff like that. So, and we would all quote the jokes to my friends at the lunch table and they'd be like, we watched that also.
Yes.
They played those Norman special. Not fucking, who's that guy? What are you talking about? You know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they played those three times a day, twice in the night, you know, like it was hard to not see it. And now it's once, maybe twice a year. I mean, it's crazy. So yeah, it was a different time. HBO just be like, oh, there's a Carlin special on. I guess I'll watch the back half of it.
Right.
Now it's all on YouTube. I mean, to your sports point, I watch UFC all the time, and I just watch it on YouTube later.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Andrew watches the Seahawks the next day on the, like,
oh,
don't
yeah,
you watch the
a,
quick, like, they cut out all the in-between
they have a
shit.
Subscription thing where they go the day after the game, it'll be, they cut it down to, like, 40 minutes. And so they take out every, you know, the guy's
time
broken leg and they spend 16 minutes getting a card out or whatever. Or they, you know,
All the empathy. They just remove that.
It's literally just like, okay, hike, and then the play, and then it ends, and then they cut right to the next snap or whatever. So
it's all we can handle.
Well, it is fun
during a game that's literally 18 minutes of game time.
Oh yeah,
crazy. Imagine
I mean, I bet because it's like a 30 minute watch. Yeah.
Did you say if porn was like that?
Yeah, that'd be a nightmare. Porn was just like an hour or 3 hours long, and it was 18 minutes of fucking. Like, just I'll never watch this again, or at least I'll fast forward. But with,
yeah, don't they NFL, already? I mean, isn't porno already kind of like that, where they don't show him buying her dinner, they don't show him opening the car door. He just he shows up with a pizza, and then he's got a boner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how it should be. God damn it! I don't need backstory. Porno.
I like the backstory. Tug at my heartstrings before I tug at my drawstrings.
Well, don't pull that tampon out yet there, Rivers. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a weird time, but, hey, at least we have the opportunity and the chance to put some shit out there. And the late night you mentioned, the only reason I'm glad I did late night was because now I have all those clips, and I'm in a suit, and I'm in 30 Rock, and there's a live audience, and it's a hot crowd. So that's the only reason late night is good, just so I can clip it up later. But nobody watches the fucking thing.
Yeah, right. Are you on TikTok yet, or having someone else upload your stuff on TikTok yet?
I pay a guy like $20 a month to do my TikTok.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that'd be nice. $20? I could do that.
There you go.
Maybe. When did you guys? I mean, I listened to podcasts for a while, but you guys, how long was it before that felt like it was getting fans? You know, was it right away, or was it?
No, I'd say like it took like 4 or 5 years to really get cooking because we don't have guests. They say guests are the only way to really pop as a podcast.
Yeah.
Because it just helps you. It's basically pure exposure. Like you get this person on, now you get their fans. Then you have a next person on, now you get their fans. And then he talks about you on his pod. And then boom, 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 cross promoting. But if it's just you two, there's no spread.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So this is good. You have guests.
Yeah. Well, far they've all been.
Guests.
Oh, that's gotta horrible.
Got to get Katie on, right?
Yeah. Well, I think she's like under contract. She's not allowed to. She was talking about it at the show. She was like, "Oh, maybe I'll come down for open mic."
What?
And, well, she—that is the thing. This summer we were hanging out, and she was interested in comedy. And so I took her to open mic, and then she was like, oh, I can do this. But then
I'd love to watch her just die up there.
I mean, what's funny is Corey and I teach a class, actually. Corey mostly designed the class because he was a former high school teacher. But I just live halfway between him and the club, so I carpool with him. But I was like, hey, you should take her class. And she was like, what am I going to learn from you guys? And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Very good. You just watched me crush for 30 minutes and you don't think I have anything valuable to offer, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. You were killing all weekend, man. She's nuts. But I mean, she's a cute gal. So what the hell? She just think they're going to love her.
Yeah. She's like booked to do a Jimmy Kimmel thing. And I was like, mention my name, you know?
Yeah.
The only way I'm gonna get on Jimmy Kimmel, so
she'll go, "I'm Andrew Rivers" at the end of her set.
She's not doing stand-up, is she?
No, okay. Just like an interview as like the Bachelorette lady. Have you met Kevin Hart? Have you
many times
interacted with him? And does he know that you go, "I'm Kevin Hart" every night?
No idea. I did it in front of him, and he didn't notice. At the Cellar, he was like waiting to go on, and they were like, "Kevin Hart's here, wrap it up. He's, you know, he's next." I was like, "Oh shit, okay." So I did one more joke. I said, "Thanks a lot, I'm Kevin Hart." Then he went on, and I guess he thought I was introducing him. But yeah, I think he's just in his own world. He's a busy guy. He's got a lot of plates spinning, so he's not worried about me saying it.
Well, and a dozen people say it around him anytime he goes out in public. He hears his name being said, so he's probably like, "I don't even know what's going on."
I don't think he cares, it would be nice if he actually got annoyed by it, because then it might.
Yeah, then you could get a little peripheral.
Well, he named his podcast the same as Andrew Schultz's podcast or something, and that made a little bit of a thing. It was funny because our original name of this was the name of one of Andrew Schultz's like old podcasts. And Andrew was like, it's not going to be a thing. We'll just keep, and then, and it wouldn't have been because he wouldn't have noticed us doing it. But maybe that would have worked out for us. I copied Kanye West's album cover for my album just in, I was trying to get him to sue me, you know? Tweeting the Kardashians every day until they blocked
me. Should have stolen some of his jokes too.
Yeah, he might have tweeted so much they divorced. She got annoyed. She was like, I'm sick of this
dude
guy.
I just saw Bill Gates is getting a divorce. That like just happened like 20 minutes ago.
Alimony, baby.
What is that? What is that payment? $1 million a week or like a month? Or, you know,
I don't know. But when God closes a door, he opens the windows. All right, I'll see you in hell.
Oh boy, I like it. This shot,
our
shots
were bad,
I forgot to take.
Thanks for coming down to our level.
This could be bad for you, yeah.
There's a million Microsoft jokes, I'm sure.
That's
gonna be out there.
Micro penis, there you go.
Yep.
The microchip.
Gates. That'll be something with Gates.
Oh,
vaccine.
Yeah.
People don't like that.
Oh yeah, vaccine.
They think he's
microchipping, you know.
Huh? What'd you say?
Microchipping.
Oh, microchipping. Got it. Yeah. All right. I got nothing on Bill Gates. That's one we should have ready. I feel like
that's what I was thinking the other day because he's always in the news and there's all these people like, what does Bill Gates know? And I'm like, well, I think probably more than you. So like,
yeah. You know. I feel the same way. I don't get the Elon Musk hate.
Yeah.
Like, why are we mad at this guy? He's like trying to save the environment and he's, you know, making these cool cars. Because
he's hosting SNL and no one else is, you know, like.
But Trump is hosted. Steve Forbes is hosted. I don't know. Michael Jordan is hosted. These are all unfunny people. I don't know. What the hell do I know? Is it because he's successful? Do we hate successful people?
Yeah, I think it's your one percenter joke, you know. People hate anybody that's rich just because they feel like that's in the way of them getting rich.
I guess it's a strange quality people have. I don't possess that. Like, you have this shit that I want. I hate you. I'm like, I gotta get that shit.
Right. Well, it's like always. That's the thing of envy versus jealousy versus like jealous is when I always get them confused. Which one's which? Envy is you. You wish you had what they had. Jealousy is they took what you want. There's a little difference, minor difference between the two. And like envy is not not so bad because you're not being a dick. And jealous is like shittier. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think like, but people want to like take him down a peg and you know, he provided us with these self-driving cars. Aren't you really excited about that?
Like, I know, it's helping the environment and he's trying to do new shit that'll help us be more efficient.
Rich people are going to go to Mars before us and it's like, well, good, you don't like him, so wouldn't you prefer him to be on the other planet?
Yeah, I don't want to go to Mars. You go, you figure it out.
Yeah,
and then I'll move there. I don't know, it's very strange. I don't get it. And then when you ask people about it, they go, oh geez, God, you're like, all right, well, that's not an answer. You just made a bunch of noises. But I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I'm gay.
Well, that's true, but aren't
that's a
we
given.
All a little bit? Well, we don't want to, you know, keep it too crazy, but we are curious if you have any, like, something you're – I mean, you're always working on something, but you got, like, a new thing that you worked on this last weekend that you were like, oh, that has some legs. There's something there.
Ooh, I'm trying to figure this joke out about like these sex workers got shot up in a mass shooting kind of thing. Good. And everybody's like, hey, it's not prostitute, it's sex workers. These are real people. We got to help them and all that. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of new love for sex workers, but I've been supporting them quietly for decades. Something about that. Like, politicians have been supporting them. Like when they support them, people they go, hey, that's a scandal. I'm like, well, they're helping a group. You know, like it's the only group that you can help that still get look down on for. You know, if you're like BLM and LGBTQ, people are like, you're a hero. But if you support sex workers, everybody's like, oh, you fucking creep.
I'm feeding hungry children in Africa. Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm supporting this stripper's college tuition. God, you're an asshole. And sharp.
Right. Yeah. Just because I'm getting out late out of it doesn't mean it's not helpful.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because my podcast is about is interviewing strippers, and it's all of them for the most part going like, "Hey, we're humans, we're real people," and they agree, but everybody else doesn't really agree with what you're saying. Like,
yeah.
nobody treats the John like he's a hero.
Yes. Like, well, you're getting laid. I'm like, yeah, but you feel good when you give it to the BLM, and I feel good when I get a BJ. Everybody wins, though. Who cares if it feels good? I don't know.
I am.
No, that's great. And if I think I've heard you talk about how you think in terms of analogies. So there's when you find the right analogy for that one, I bet you.
Oh, that's good.
That's when it'll hit real hard, because you were. That's kind of what you're doing there. Is like, what's the perfect? I think you said once to me, analogies work best when it feels the same. Like,
yes,
it's not just
gotta click.
It really feels like, those are the two exact same scenarios.
Right. It's good when it's like lines up logically perfectly, but when there's that feeling,
right,
that's really when you got something, and that's hard to come by. But I have to just rattle off like 50 different analogies, and I'll find one.
Land on one. Yeah.
Yep.
I've noticed that that's kind of what you're riffing in your podcast, and like you kind of play this word association game with yourself where you hear something and you go black hole, Uranus, rings, whatever, like cock ring, like you just try to shout, and then eventually you get to like one on the 15th where you're like, that's it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's crazy to watch, man. It's really cool.
Oh, thanks. It's a lot of failure and a lot of humiliation, but hey, it's all about the journey, whatever that means.
Well, that's that's a great place to end it. I think it's all about the journey. We'll put that in
this
the tagline of the episode.
I
really appreciate you joining us. We weren't sure. We had a backup. We had Luke as a backup, just in case he told us to fuck off. And
so shout out to Luke Severide also.
Yeah.
Good host.
We'll see Mark in Spokane without Corey, so it'll be a good show.
So it'll be better, yeah.
I actually saw a photo of him with hair. Horrifying. He actually looks better bald.
Luke? Yeah. It's funny. I just posted one of me with hair and no facial hair, and people were like, what is this?
Yeah. Bald is bigger. Weird. Bald is better than people think. Everybody's like, bald guy. But I think women like it.
I learned it didn't make a tiniest bit of difference when I got the divorce, and I thought it was going to be like, I had never had sex with anybody else but the lady I was married to, and I was bald and a little frumpy, little dad bod, and I was like, this is going to be awful and terrible, and then nobody cared.
No, the dad bod
great.
Does well, too.
Yep.
When Corey first got a divorce, he called me up and was like, hey, how do I like meet girls on the road? And I was like, let me tell you how to do it. And then a year later, I was like, hey, what did I say to you? Because you were fucking everybody.
Student had become the master.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
Well, it was great talking to you, man. It's been a long time. So hopefully we'll get to work with you here soon somewhere. You're coming to Laughs? Do you have laughs?
No, I'm going to Spokane. I don't know about laughs. That's
no
a good
laughs.
Sam Morrell's at Laughs, though.
Yeah, he's doing Spokane then Laughs right afterwards. That's right.
All right,
well, we'll see you here soon. And thanks so much, Andrews, Andrew J. Rivers on all the things. You're just Mark Normand on all the things, right?
Oh yeah. Hey, MarkNormandComedy.com, Mark Norm on Twitter, Mark Normand on Instagram, and say hello, listen to my pods, and praise Allah.
Yeah. We might be drunk, and Tuesdays with Stories. I'm Corey Michaelis, comedy on all the things. This was Homeschool, and listen to my other podcast, Stripper Whisper. It's fun. Bye, everybody.